my heart is on the high street, but there's no escaping the fact that, you know, the World Wide Web is where you can gain a bigger target audience and gain new customers from all over the world. So we do a bit of both, but for me, I'm very passionate about trying to save that high street at the moment, and that's probably the key message I'm giving across this Christmas.
Welcome to Small Business Stories presented by Vistaprint. My name is Jeff Israel. It's the holiday season, and for a lot of people, that means gifts. Gift giving, gift receiving. But what if your business is centered around selling those gifts? Charlotte Fancy runs one of those businesses. We talked to her about her business, Boo's Toy Shop, and learned a little bit more about her story and about how she prepares for the busiest time of the year. Joining me right now is the founder of Boo's Toy Shop, Charlotte Fancy. Charlotte, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And I'd love to know a little bit more about Boo's Toy Shop. Could you explain it a little bit for us?
Yeah, so Boo's Toy Shop was founded back in 2010 after the company I was working for relocated from my hometown of Weymouth to London. And I had two small children at the time, and it was something that I wasn't ready to do. So after that, I thought, what am I going to do with all my time? I needed to work still. And I always struggled trying to find my daughter certain toys. I had an absolute passion for wooden toys, but around the role play and pretend play area. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go and open a toy shop. So that's kind of the story to how we've got to where we are today. And we started off online. And we did an online business only. And then in 2013, I found my dream store in Poundbury. And we opened our very own little bricks and mortar shop.
Incredible. So you've sort of run the gamut. You kind of started a business based off of a need that you found. You've gone from online to in-store and both. So you've sort of had quite the experience in a short time of being a business owner.
Yeah, and loved every minute of it. I think the being able to go online in the beginning gave us the opportunity to be able to test different areas. We made some mistakes in the beginning. I found that I was trying to probably cover off too much in one go. So I started off with a small range of wooden toys, but I thought I needed to capture that audience as well, because children do love character licenses. And actually, we found that did not work for us. So stocking things like Peppa Pig and Mickey Mouse, and it just wasn't right for us. So we thought, right, no, we need to go back to that original business idea. What was it that I was passionate about? It was going back to the wooden toys. It was going back to traditional playing. And, you know, once we had faith more in ourselves, because, you know, it was such a scary time for us, because we were like, oh, my God, are we doing the right thing? Once we had that extra faith in ourselves and we found those right suppliers to work with, we haven't looked back. Yeah, we just went with it. And yeah, it's been incredible.
Such a good point. You know, you really, especially in the beginning stages, really learn from some of those mistakes. And sometimes mistakes are good. You know, it helps you focus on what you need to do. And it seems like you really learn from them. Now, the wooden toys you talked about, could you imagine as a kid, if you're able to travel back in time and say, you're going to own a toy shop? Is that something that would blow your mind as a kid? Like, what do you think about that?
I think I would have loved to have had a toy shop as, you know, or parents when I was younger. My nan had a traditional little newsagents in Weymouth, and she used to sell sweets and magazines and like little pocket money toys. So me and my cousin used to really enjoy having sleepovers there. The best thing about having a toy shop is you get to be a kid again. You get to go to the trade shows, you get to meet people, and you get to play with the toys. So there's something in the back of your mind that when you have a new customer coming in, and I refer to my customers as the children that come into the shop. It's just that I call them the little people, but they are my favorite customers. And they come in and their imagination is incredible. And they'll go to something like the wooden doll's house or the pretend checkout till register. And I remember those memories of me pretending, but in a different way, with a cardboard box and making my own little cash register and just having fun. And it does bring back really happy memories, especially playing with dolls' houses, because that was something that was always a fond memory at my grandparents. But yeah, that whole being able to kind of step back in time sometimes, because, you know, wooden toys are so special and they last for so long. And you can take something out like a Brio train set, for example. Mm-hmm. They last forever. They can go in the attic and you can get them out 20 years later and they are just as good as when you first bought them. So that's what I love about wooden toys as well. They last a lifetime if, you know, with children playing with them, if they're made well, they will, you know, they will see generations through.
Yeah, you're almost selling beyond just a toy. You're selling an experience and a memory that people can make together with their families and even beyond.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned the kids, the little people, as you call them, coming into the store and really getting inspired by them. How else do you gather inspiration? I know you mentioned your daughter loving these toys. How do you work with your kids on things like this?
So we do a lot of listening. It's about putting polls out on social media, asking for people's feedback, asking them what they're looking for Christmas for their children. But also it's when the children come in and they might just spiral off onto their own little conversation in their imaginary world. And you start thinking, you know, oh, rockets, I need to get some rockets in store, and trying to take inspiration as well for things that may be inspiring children. So if people are going into space, or if there's something about horses, or, you know, we're just constantly listening, and we use so many social channels, but we also just love hearing it from them themselves.
Really cool. And your toy shop definitely specializes in something that many other toy shops don't have. How do you bring about that special messaging in your marketing?
So with our marketing, we always focus on the fact that we're an independent local traditional toy shop, which covers off wooden toys. We like to put a bit of a spin on things in terms of taking a product and maybe putting a caption around it to try and, you know, people see the magical side to us. When we do posts across social media, a few months ago back in the summer, we did Cardboard Box Day. So Cardboard Box Day was about going back to that, being that child and getting a cardboard box and creating something amazing out of it. So if it was a rocket, if it was a train, for some reason, pizza ovens were popular that day. But trying to bring around that when you come into store, it's not, you're not just coming into a shop, you're coming into something quite magical. That we love to talk to the children, we love to talk to the grown-ups. We allow them to explore the toy shop. They're allowed to touch things, they're allowed to play with things. We have majority of our products are on display that children can actually physically interact with. And we'll ask permission, we'll then use those images or some of that content across our social media so people can see that, wow, this toy shop's a little bit different. And our whole journey from when we opened the doors in 2013 was that we wanted children to have that magical experience, and also for grown-ups, because grown-ups come in and they could be like, God, I had that as a child.
Wow.
So through marketing, we have this, you know, we constantly tell people, come and visit us. You'll have a very unique experience. But social media is great because with parents' permission, when we do events in store, we're able to do live feeds, we're able to post out pictures or small videos, and just to show people that when you come to Booze, you're just getting that, taking you back in time to when you're a child and hopefully giving you some happy memories.
Awesome. Yeah. And I love the stuff you do on social media. It's super awesome.
Thank you so much. I think it's one of the things that you really can, you know, as long as sometimes we'll use children. I have a 9-month-old baby, so I get to, you know, put him in things at the moment or playing with new toys that come in. But yeah, it's, I think social media has so many positives. It can have some negatives. But I think being able to show people that you're more than just, you know, a shop, I think that's really important to us.
I love it. It's a great plan of action. I think you'd cover so many bases and really help bring out that messaging through all the different methods you use. Now, is this your busiest time of the year?
Absolutely. So from about the end of September, especially in Poundbury, we have a beautiful garden centre. And as soon as they turn on their Christmas lights and their Christmas decorations are out in the garden centre, then Christmas comes to Poundbury. So leading up to September, there's been lots of planning. There's been lots of decision making to take place about what we were going to focus on this year. I think we have noticed a Christmas trend changing, that people are buying earlier. They are probably spreading the cost a bit throughout the year. And I think that's the nice thing about a wooden toy. So say a baby's born in January, parents are coming in and they're looking at things about what can I get them for their first Christmas. The great thing about wooden toys is they don't kind of go out of fashion. So if you're looking for a beautiful wooden London bus, if we've got them in stock, then parents are thinking, right, for his first Christmas, I want him to have a London bus, or maybe it will be a wooden scooter. So it's, you know, lots of planning has taken place, and we never quite know what parents are going to go for. This year, it seems to be all about tall benches. But yeah, we just, you know, we're building up. It's getting busier. The website's getting busier. And but then we also get lots of birthdays at this time of year as well. So parents are deciding, is it a Christmas present for Santa or is it a birthday present?
You mentioned like you noticed a shift in Christmas spending being a little bit earlier. Have you shifted your marketing to match that? Do you go a little bit heavier in this time of year as opposed to the summer months? How do you react to that?
I think from following patterns on from last year, and we picked up that trend that things were changing slightly earlier, we decided to be a bit more heavier focused on product through September and October, but we didn't want to put that Christmas feel onto it because some people don't like talking about Christmas until the 1st of December. Other people are already planning it on the 1st of January. So we try and have a balance. What we did do at the end of September and said kind of Christmas is coming. We don't like to keep on about it. But, you know, if they're the big things like the dolls' houses, the tall benches, the scooters, we like to be able to offer some of our customers a payment plan. So from the beginning of September, if customers do want to put things by for Christmas, then that's absolutely brilliant. But probably from around mid-October, we'll start to change some of our graphics over. And we may have a little gingerbread man or a little reindeer. And then 1st of November, it's full on Christmas graphics with marketing. It's kind of like, I'm sorry, but yeah, we got to go for this now. So it's, I think when that 1st of November comes, I love changing the graphics for Christmas because I personally love Christmas. So, Christmas decorations are up in the shop. The windows have got reindeers in. They've got the Christmas trees up. So some people love it. Some people like to wait to the 1st of December, but we kind of done it a little bit subtly for now. And then come the end of the month, we'll be having the inflatables outside the shop.
Wow. So you go full. I was going to ask, you guys deck out your store. So it's almost an experience in itself to visit, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. I think especially when you're closed and people are taking walks outside your shop and they see something in the window, and they see your Christmas display, sometimes they'll come back and go, I must go there tomorrow, or I must go there the next time I'm here. So we are full on Christmas people.
That's great. And do you work with like a visual designer to do your windows, or do that all of yourself based on feel?
Actually, I don't do it all myself. I'm very lucky. My best friend, Lisa, she is incredible. She loves dressing shop windows. So a few weeks ago, I said to her, would you kindly come and do my Christmas windows? And she was like, of course I can. So I'm really lucky that I have a very creative friend that will come up.
That's great. One of the things I think we've learned in talking to business owners and small business owners is it never hurts to ask, especially if it's out of your skill set and building these relationships. This Lisa happens to be your best friend, which helps. But there are all these resources and things like that when things fall potentially outside of your skill set to ask and build those relationships. And oh, I'm not great at digital marketing. Like, you know, there are resources for people. So I think that's super cool that you're able to use, you know, based on relationship, help you with a marketing need, but also help like really build out the experience of what your store is like.
Absolutely. I think I'm very privileged where I am in Poundbury to have some amazing small businesses and some incredible people that run these businesses. And we work together. We have like a kind of a business group that we link in with each other. And if there's something I don't quite understand on social media, I've got a friend that I can go to, and she's like the queen of social media again. And then with other publishing or marketing or adverts, you know, I think it's really important in business that you don't struggle. There's always people there on hand. And it's a brilliant way of being able to work together, because business can be hard at times. There's no doubt about it. And I think if you can build those business relationships with people, you know, one of my friends owns a bridal boutique. It's a totally different market, but she's got that experience of social media, which is absolutely incredible. So, you know, my advice to people is, if you are in small business and there is something that you're struggling with, there will always be someone there to help you. And I find using Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of those kind of social platforms, putting a question out, most likely you will get a reply. And something I've learned really over the last few months, I've found some incredible suppliers of local businesswomen that have launched their own product, and I'm so privileged to be able to stock that product in store, and it's all through the power of just being really social with people.
Now, you have an interesting position where you have an online shop where you started, you have your brick and mortar shop. When you do your marketing and your advertising, where do you primarily send people to go? Do you primarily advertise for the store, for the website? Do you do both depending on where you're advertising? I'd love to know how you handle that.
So that's kind of the tricky one, because for me, I have this real passion about the high street, especially in the, you know, with the UK. The high street is experiencing really tough times, and that's globally. I do try and encourage more people to come to my shop, because I think having people coming through the door is what's keeping people like me being able to keep having that bricks and mortar store. But the website is a great channel for those people that may live 100 miles away. The one thing I haven't yet been able to achieve, and it's something on my bucket list for next year, is I want to be able to offer that magical experience when people go online as much as they come in store. And some people say to me, how are you going to achieve that? And I haven't quite got the answer yet for that one. But I think I will target things differently. Whenever I do a post, say it's about a product, I will say it's available in store, but I will also put the link in the photograph. My heart is on the high street, but there's no escaping the fact that, you know, the World Wide Web is where you can gain a bigger target audience and gain new customers from all over the world. So we do a bit of both. But for me, I'm very passionate about trying to save that high street at the moment. And that's probably the key message I'm giving across this Christmas.
One of the things I wanted to ask is, where'd you come up with the name for your store?
Okay, so the name Booze is really personal. So my daughter, Chloe, her granddad nicknamed her Boo Boo. And we were really struggling with a business name. And I think it's probably one of the hardest things. You have your idea, you know what you want to do, and then it all comes down to the name. And one day we kind of just looked across at her and thought, do you know, it's so simple. It's Booze. And that is what the shop is all about. My son gets upset sometimes because he goes, what about me? And it's like, well, you're just as important and special. But at that moment in time, Booze just kind of, you know, came to us. But there's certain things that we'll do in store that we'll make sure that we say that it has been inspired by Connor, who's my middle boy. But yeah, it's really personal to me. And I think if there was ever a time that I thought, do you know what, maybe to do something different, I don't think I would. But say I was going to sell the business, I don't think I could, because the name is so personal. So Booze comes from my daughter.
Cool. And we use this term, you know, there's this term of mompreneur. You're a mompreneur. How do you feel about being a mompreneur?
I love it. I think it's great that we do have these titles attached to us. I think when you use the hashtag about mompreneur, it's just amazing. I think when I started out, going back to 2010, it was really scary. And I've been very open and honest through my whole journey to say, you know, at times I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? But you know what? There are a great network of mums out there, and there's a great network of dads as well. But to be able to talk to somebody that may have started a business 2 years before you, or maybe 10 years ago, and to say, do you know what? The first couple of years are hard. You're making mistakes. You're learning. You know, things are changing, the economy changes. There's so many external factors sometimes that you don't plan for, because we never know what's going to happen. But you always can go back to these ladies or these dads, and or to anyone with business advice. But I'm proud to be a mompreneur, that's for sure.
That's awesome. And what I wanted to know, as we sort of wrap up, you mentioned talking about like trying to build up your website experience. I know that's one thing you're working on. Anything you're working on in the future that you want to share? Anything upcoming with Booze Toy Shop?
So I think next year is all about focusing on the website. I think there's a few more brands that I want to be able to get into store, and we want to grow in different areas with wooden toys. One of my passions, or I suppose one of the things on my top list, I would love to be able to create something that has been created by Booze. We see lots of toys in development, lots of ideas coming through. And then sometimes you might think, well, why isn't there something like this? So maybe end of 2019, 2020, we might be able to go down the route of actually producing a toy that has, you know, that is branded as Booze Toy Shop. That would be awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. And I know you talked about that community of local designers that you're able to put their product, but even cooler if you can start developing your own products. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something then that we can really be able to put the magic behind it and come up with some clever, you know, additional add-ons. And with the marketing, it's all about our product. We would never steer away from, you know, the products that we have in store. But I think as a next achievement, I think we've achieved quite a few things over the last few years. I think being able to have a booze product would be pretty awesome.
Amazing. And just wrapping up here, but if people want to find out more about Booze Toy Shop, if they want to check out what you have, where is the best place to see and learn more and shop and all of that?
So we have our website, which is www.boozetoys.co.uk. We have our Facebook and our Instagram accounts, which is again Booze Toy Shop. If you want to connect with me, come along to Instagram, because we do loads of live videos. We share them all across the other social media platforms. But with Instagram, we can be really clever with some of the things that we're doing. So if you want to kind of find out a bit more about booze and the magic behind it, if you go through our Instagram account, you'll be able to see some of the really fun things we do in store with everybody.
Wonderful. And just a point of clarification or a question I have is, people will be listening to this around the world. Do you ship worldwide? Is that available?
We do ship worldwide. Sometimes we are set up to send to Europe, but we can send to the States and we can send to the Far East as well. But what we tend to do is get people just to drop us an email so we can confirm on the shipping rates for them. But yeah, we send products all over the world, which is amazing. I think next year that's on our list as well, is to kind of expand that exposure again through social media and working with some other companies globally to try and raise our profile a bit.
Wonderful. Well, Charlotte Fancy, founder of Booze Toy Shop, thank you so much for joining us today. It was awesome talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Small Business Stories is presented by Vistaprint. For more advice on running your business, visit the ideas and advice section on Vistaprint.com or follow Vistaprint on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you know a business we should feature on Small Business Stories, email us at podcast@vistaprint.com.